In 1954, a commercial airliner was flying over the English Channel when its pilots reported seeing something they couldn't explain, a bright, glowing object that moved at impossible speeds, weaving effortlessly through the clouds before vanishing as suddenly as it had appeared. Now, this wasn't just another lights in the sky story. The pilots described a craft that seemed to defy the laws of physics, accelerating and changing direction in ways that no known aircraft could.
Well, very conveniently, Captain, we've got a nice blackboard here. Do you think you could illustrate this phenomenon for us? Could you show us what it looked like very roughly?
I'll try. When I look out of the left-hand window of the nose of a Stratocruiser, I see something like this. Well, that is the port wing. One of the engines is there. And on this occasion, the horizon was at about that level, with low clouds way beneath us. The sun had just set over here, and these objects appeared something like this. The large object appeared at times to be something like that, with the smaller objects in relation to it, something like this. They were sometimes ahead of it, sometimes behind, and the shape of this object was continually changing. Sometimes one end would appear to disappear, sometimes this was very much larger, sometimes it was almost a V-shaped affair, like this.
Now, imagine yourself in that cockpit, witnessing something that shouldn't exist. How do you rationalize what you saw? For decades, people around the world have reported strange, vivid encounters with unidentified flying objects that move in ways that baffle our understanding of physics. Objects that seem to blink in and out of existence, almost as if they're stepping into and out of our reality. What if these phenomena aren't visitors from distant galaxies? What if they're coming from somewhere much closer? Another dimension that overlaps our own? An invisible world just beyond our senses? The answer might change everything you know. Hey everyone, welcome back to Divergent History. I'm Ralph, and this crazy owl is Wendell. Tonight, we're not talking about aliens from far-off star systems. We're exploring something far stranger, the idea that these UFOs are interdimensional visitors slipping into our world from realms we can't perceive. What if the beings behind these sightings aren't from the stars, but from another dimension right next to ours? Could these UFOs be the key to understanding parallel realities that exist just beyond our reach?
Oh, great, Ralph. Interdimensional UFOs. Because regular aliens weren't terrifying enough. Why not throw in the possibility that they're sneaking through some cosmic back door? Real comforting.
Hey, Wendell, aren't you the one who said last week that portals to alternate dimensions are statistically likely?
Sure, but I didn't mean I wanted to talk about it. I like my dimensions singular, thank you very much. One reality at a time is hard enough to process.
Well, then you better buckle up, buddy. The idea that UFOs might be interdimensional beings isn't exactly new. This hypothesis has been considered for decades by some of the most forward-thinking researchers, those willing to stretch beyond conventional explanations for the strange things people report. The interdimensional hypothesis suggests that UFOs could be the manifestations of beings or even objects from another dimension that coexist with our own on the spatial and temporal scales. This theory diverges from the traditional extraterrestrial hypothesis, which claims UFOs come from some distant star system within our universe. Instead, the interdimensional idea posits a closer and perhaps even more unsettling origin, one that suggests we might share our immediate environment with other realms. Realms that occasionally, intentionally or accidentally, bleed into our own. Now, to better understand this, let's talk about some of the cutting-edge theories in modern physics. Take, for instance, string theory and M theory. These theories propose that there are multiple dimensions existing alongside our familiar three-dimensional space. Most of us are comfortable with the concept of length, width, and height, and perhaps even time, as Einstein told us, as the fourth dimension. But according to these theories, there could be 10, 11, or even more dimensions, each radically different, perhaps filled with new forms of matter, new forms of energy, and yes, possibly new forms of life.
Wait, hold up. So you're telling me we're like, what, a pancake in a stack of realities? And these UFOs are just the syrup sliding down from another layer, landing on us by accident? Because let me tell you, Ralph, I don't like surprises in my breakfast.
Well, not entirely wrong. It's more like our universe is a thin sheet of paper in a giant cosmic book with countless sheets stacked on top of each other. Each page represents a different universe or dimension. They all exist simultaneously, but rarely touch. But here's where it gets interesting. What if these UFOs aren't traveling between stars using traditional propulsion systems like we imagine with rockets and engines? What if instead they are manipulating the dimensional fabric itself? Imagine using principles that allow them to slip between these sheets with ease. If you could do that, suddenly the limits of speed and space as we understand them become irrelevant. You could simply vanish from one spot and appear in another without ever physically traveling between the two.
Oh, right, sure. Just slipping between the pages of the universe like it's some kind of cosmic bedtime story. But tell me, Ralph, how do you even practice that? Oh, I'll just hop dimensions today. Wish me luck.
Well, if we knew that, we wouldn't be sitting here talking about it now, would we? We'd be out exploring those dimensions ourselves. But what's fascinating is that many UFO reports align with this idea. Consider those accounts from credible sources, like military pilots, who've described craft moving at impossible speeds, making abrupt right-angle turns, or disappearing from radar only to reappear miles away. These aren't the maneuvers of a craft merely moving fast. It's more like they're sidestepping our laws of physics, stepping out of our dimensional framework entirely, and then stepping back in at a different location. It's as if they're playing by different rules, rules that we haven't begun to understand yet.
Or maybe they're just really bad drivers. You ever think of that? Maybe they're cutting corners. Literally.
Well, could be. But what if they're operating with an understanding of the universe that allows them to bypass the constraints that bind us? Let's consider for a moment how they might be doing this. Imagine if these beings, or even their crafts, were composed of or used exotic matter. Now, exotic matter is a theoretical substance that has a negative energy density. Essentially, it's thought to possess properties unlike anything we know. One of the most famous implications of exotic matter is that it could potentially enable faster-than-light travel by creating wormholes or warping space. If interdimensional beings had access to such material, they could manipulate localized gravitational fields, effectively creating shortcuts that connect two points across dimensions. This could explain why these UFOs seem to blink out of existence and reappear instantly, almost like they're puncturing holes through our reality. And this concept isn't just limited to modern physics. Throughout human history, there have been countless stories and myths about beings coming from other realms. Nearly every ancient civilization has had legends involving powerful entities that could move freely between worlds. The Norse, for instance, believed in the concept of nine realms, all interconnected by Yggdrasil, the world tree. They believed in beings like the Alfar, what we would call elves, that lived in parallel realms. These beings were said to cross into our reality during specific times or circumstances, suggesting that the boundaries between worlds were not always as strict as we think. The Celts spoke of the other world, an unseen land existing alongside our own, accessible through what they called thin places. These were locations where the boundary between our world and the other world became thin, allowing beings to pass through. What if these thin places were ancient ways of describing weak points in the dimensional fabric, natural gateways to other realities?
So, let me get this straight. You're saying there are times and places where the universe just decides to thin out and things can just walk on through. Great. Twice a year, it's like the universe says, open house. I bet the beings from the other side think it's just as spooky.
Well, it does make you wonder. If such things exist, perhaps certain physical or electromagnetic properties could make the membrane between dimensions weaker in specific areas, much like a thin patch in an otherwise solid material. That might explain why places like Skinwalker Ranch in Utah have so many reported paranormal activities, from UFO sightings to strange creatures and temperature anomalies. It's almost as if these places are naturally occurring gateways where different dimensions bleed into each other. Another interesting example comes from shamanic traditions. In many indigenous cultures, shamans have long been thought to travel between worlds, accessing realms beyond our physical reality during altered states of consciousness. They would often describe encounters with otherworldly beings and travel to places that felt surreal and alien. What if these altered states allowed shamans to perceive or even enter other dimensions? Perhaps these rituals were their way of tuning into frequencies of existence we typically cannot see.
You're telling me these shamans could just tap into other dimensions by meditating or dancing around a fire? Man, I can't even get out of bed in the morning without tripping over something.
Well, you are the clumsiest owl I've ever seen, but that's for another video. Well, perhaps their perception allowed them to see more of the whole picture, to pierce the veil, if you will, between our reality and the next. It's possible that altered states of consciousness, whether induced by meditation, rituals, or even substances, could help align one's perception with a different dimension. Maybe that's what some modern UFO abductees are experiencing too, crossing over into a place that exists parallel to our own, but feels completely different because the laws governing that place are foreign to our understanding. And that brings us to modern sightings and the interdimensional perspective on some of the most famous UFO encounters. Let's revisit the 2004 USS Nimitz encounter, an event that has gained significant attention. The pilots involved reported seeing a craft capable of movements that defied conventional physics. It accelerated at incredible speeds, then vanished from radar, only to reappear miles away in a matter of seconds. If we think of these craft as interdimensional rather than interstellar, this behavior begins to make more sense. Instead of a high-speed chase across the sky, what if the craft simply stepped out of our dimension and reappeared elsewhere? These craft might not be propelled by engines or thrusters at all. They could be folding space, or rather, folding their presence between spaces, making our ideas of propulsion irrelevant. And it's not just about moving quickly. It's about disappearing entirely. Many UFO sightings share a common thread. The objects simply vanish. They don't move out of view. They're just gone. If these UFOs are interdimensional, this could be the result of them phasing out of our dimension, becoming invisible to our senses or instruments.
Okay, so let me get this straight. They're not fast. They're just cheating? They're using the dimensional version of a shortcut? Sounds like these guys are all about efficiency. Just hope they don't use the same shortcut to suddenly appear in my living room.
Exactly. It's as if they're not constrained by the same limitations we are. And then we have the abduction reports. Many abductees describe being taken to environments that don't resemble a spacecraft at all. Strange, surreal landscapes, shifting colors, and an altered sense of time. Imagine if these abductees are actually being taken into another dimension, a place where physical and temporal laws differ. That dreamlike quality could be because our brains simply aren't equipped to make sense of another dimension's rules. Our minds are struggling to translate an experience that doesn't conform to our usual understanding of reality.
Or maybe it's just what happens when you wake up in the middle of the night and the shadows play tricks on you. Personally, I'd rather stick with a nice, boring nightmare where I'm late for work or something.
You don't work, although I really wish you would. But anyways, fair point. But the striking consistency among so many abduction accounts makes it difficult to dismiss entirely. Could it be that some of these stories are not dreams, but real experiences? Experiences involving temporary crossings into realms that overlap our world. There are so many similarities across these reports that it becomes hard to ignore the possibility of a shared reality. A reality just outside the reach of our waking senses. The bridge between science and the paranormal is narrower than many people think. Quantum mechanics has shown us a universe that defies our conventional understanding, a universe where the line between what is real and what is possible is constantly shifting. The famous double-slit experiment, for example, demonstrated that particles behave as both particles and waves depending on whether or not they are being observed. It suggests that consciousness, the simple act of observing, can influence the state of physical matter. If observation can collapse quantum states, could interdimensional entities operate under similar principles? Maybe UFOs disappear when we focus our attention on them because they operate in a quantum superposition. They are both here and not here, and human consciousness collapses them into a particular state, even if only for a fleeting moment.
Wait. So you're saying these UFOs might know when we're looking at them, and they just decide to disappear? That's rude. I mean, if I tried to talk to someone and they just vanished because I was paying too much attention, I'd be pretty annoyed.
It could very well be like that. The interaction between consciousness and quantum reality is one of the great mysteries of physics. And if these beings have mastered dimensional travel on a quantum level, then our own consciousness might be playing a role in their manifestation. And speaking of quantum weirdness, let's delve into quantum entanglement for a second. This is a phenomenon where two particles, no matter how far apart, remain linked in such a way that a change in one instantly affects the other. Now imagine if these UFOs or their pilots use something similar for communication or even for travel. Instead of physically moving through space, they might be entangled with different points in space or even different dimensions. By manipulating this entanglement, they could shift between locations or realities instantly.
Let me get this straight, Ralph. Instead of moving, they just are in multiple places. And when they want to move, they just pick where to be. This sounds more like magic than science.
I know. It does sound magical, but it's grounded in the principles of quantum theory, concepts we're only now beginning to grasp. If they're capable of manipulating entanglement, it means they aren't bound by the conventional rules of space and time. This could be why they appear out of nowhere and vanish without a trace. And let's not forget about wormholes, hypothetical tunnels that could connect distant points in the universe or even different universes. If these interdimensional beings have figured out how to harness or create wormholes, it would allow them to traverse vast distances and perhaps even realities instantly. They could appear here and reappear in another universe, bypassing all the barriers we perceive as insurmountable.
It's all starting to sound like a plot from a sci-fi movie. The beings that phase between dimensions. I'd rather these beings stay in their own cosmic horror film, thank you very much.
I get it, Wendell. The idea of invisible doorways opening and closing, allowing beings to come and go, is certainly unnerving. But it's also thrilling. It suggests that the universe, or rather the multiverse, is far more interconnected and intricate than we ever imagined. It means there could be entire worlds right here, beside us, just waiting for us to learn how to see them. And now this brings us to government involvement. You knew this was coming. The idea that world governments might be aware of these interdimensional visitors isn't as far-fetched as it might sound. Consider the lengths to which governments have gone to track and study UFOs. The Pentagon has acknowledged programs like the Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program, whew, that's a long name, for short, AATIP, AATIP, which ran for several years, aimed at understanding the threat posed by aerial phenomena. Phenomena that often defied conventional explanation. Some theories suggest that at least certain factions within the government are aware of the interdimensional nature of these visitors. It would explain why secrecy has been the norm for decades. How do you explain to the public that there are beings capable of slipping in and out of our reality at will? Beings whose motivations we can't understand and who can bypass our physical laws. The sheer implications could lead to panic.
Or maybe they just like secrets. Bureaucrats do love their red tape. Why explain dimensions when you can just confuse people with endless paperwork, right?
That's certainly one way to look at it. But think about the kind of shift this would create. We wouldn't just be dealing with life from other planets. We'd be confronting the idea that our entire understanding of existence is incomplete. We'd have to accept that there are beings out there who see reality fundamentally different than we do. They might not even experience linear time the way we do, or have a physical form in the way we think of it. And there are also accounts from whistleblowers, people who claim to have worked on these classified projects, suggesting that research into the manipulation of dimensional fields has been ongoing. Some claim that reverse engineering technology from these beings has led to significant, though often dangerous, experiments. If even a fraction of these accounts is true, it means there's a lot going on behind the scenes that we don't understand.
Okay, Ralph, but if they know so much, why aren't we zipping around the multiverse by now? Shouldn't we have interdimensional highways, or at least a user manual for this stuff?
Great question, but the truth is, even if breakthroughs have been made, they might still be in their infancy. It's one thing to observe or even reverse engineer technology. It's quite another to fully understand and control it. We're talking about understanding not just advanced technology, but an entirely different framework of reality. If these beings are truly manipulating dimensions, it could take us centuries to catch up. We're just starting to understand how our own universe works. Imagine trying to describe a smartphone to someone in the Middle Ages. It would be like magic. That's the gap we're dealing with here. So, where does this leave us? Are UFOs interdimensional visitors? The evidence is certainly intriguing, even if not yet definitive. What we do know is that our universe, or multiverse, is far stranger and much more complex than we imagined even a century ago. The idea that we might share it with beings who exist just beyond our normal perception is as humbling as it is thrilling.
Yeah, just as long as they know to knock first. Or better yet, don't show up at all. I'm good with no surprises from beyond the veil, thanks.
I hear you. Perhaps these beings aren't here to frighten us or do us harm. Maybe they're explorers, just like us. Maybe they're just curious about who we are and what we're up to. Or maybe they're as unaware of us as we are of them, like ships passing in the night. What I find most fascinating about the interdimensional hypothesis is that it forces us to expand our understanding of reality. It forces us to accept that there may be truths out there that we are only beginning to glimpse. And it reminds us that there is so much more to the universe, and perhaps even to ourselves, than we can currently comprehend. Thank you for joining us on this journey through the shadows of reality. I'm Ralph. And alongside my insightful, if somewhat skeptical, friend Wendell, this has been Divergent History. If you found this exploration intriguing, please like, subscribe, and share. Your support helps us keep diving into the unknown, unraveling mysteries, and challenging the boundaries of what we think we know. Until next time, stay curious, stay vigilant, and always seek the truth. And remember, the universe might be stranger than we think, but it's also full of endless possibilities. Stay curious and know that you are truly appreciated. See you soon.